You're listening to Bob Fitrakis on the Other Side of the News, WGRN.
Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yes, indeed, Bob. We're here on the Green Renaissance. And let's do talk initially about the big day for Pelosi and company, and as well for T-Rump, our leaderless feeder. Yesterday, there was the impeachment to be handed down, and there was also Donnie's new plan to do away with the NAFTA and replace it with his all-exciting USMCA. Working for the MCA, I think, was a Leonard Skinner tune back in the day, right? So we're all working for the MCA. But it was considered an odd day, and it really was, to have both of those issues up top. And people question Leader Pelosi's sanity in doing that. But there is some logic to it, correct?
Well, you don't want the government to be paralyzed. The Dems with Pelosi's statement was, you know, we can sort of walk and chew gum.
Yeah.
Okay, so they'll have to prove it. But
there's a stack of bills, from what I understand, sitting on McConnell's desk that the House has passed, and the Republicans won't move on it in the Senate. So it seems like they were doing some things. It just had to be reiterated. And also, I believe she wanted to, and the Democrats wanted to add some protection for U.S. workers in the USMCA, right?
Well, or the new NAFTA.
Yes,
Again, NAFTA. The most notable part of it is some concessions on pharmaceuticals, which will really affect Canada more than the U.S., the new drugs, the biologics, instead of getting a 10-year protection where they could jack up the price and rip people off, that was lost. Yeah, and also, it did away with the practice, which we do in law as well, evergreening, right? The green IOLTA account, the trust account that always has money. And what they were doing was taking that's an interest a account that the interest goes to the state. It's a lawyer's trust account.
Ah,
but
okay.
Lawyers talk about evergreening, like you're always getting money in without really asking, and you're constantly billing. But they were evergreening in pharmaceutical in a different way. What you do is you find an old drug, by old we mean the patent's about to expire
right,
after 10,
right.
20 years, and it's about to get real cheap. And then suddenly you find out it can be used for a different illness or a different treatment.
Different
and
purpose.
And then you renew the patent on it and charge the higher price, and it doesn't become a generic.
Uh-huh.
So okay. That was outlawed.
That's how they keep it evergreen.
Evergreen.
Oh, gotcha.
So both of those things were positive.
Great song by Barbara Streisand, by the way. Not really, but
in Trump would be the faithless and evergreen, or faithful and evergreen.
Oh yes, ever faithful.
Not faithless.
Yeah, you sort of know where he's coming from. Yes, he's always confusing.
Well,
and deceitful.
Well, the
it's
big
amazing.
Thing that the Democrats wanted that they didn't get was inspection of the Mexican factories in the maquiladoras,
uh-huh.
which are famous for a few things. Number one, being sexist, hiring underage women that are 13, 14, 15 years old.
Right.
Punishing and chastising those women. They have an area there called the Castigo where bad girls are supposed to go and remain silent. So they wanted
girls.
To get inside those factories and make sure that workers weren't being abused. They have the right under NAFTA. To have their own police inspect,
right. Okay,
and not the U.S. government.
So this did not get through.
Did not get passed.
All right.
But here's what really should have happened. But
there were some small victories.
Yeah, really on the pharmaceuticals.
Right. Okay.
But nothing great what really should have happened is we should have had a continental minimum wage.
Yeah.
You know, averaging Mexican, U.S. and Canadian wages. Mm-hmm. We also should have had continental environmental standards.
Right.
Which each nation is supposed to, quote, enforce their own environmental standards. Mm. In the U.S., all of those are being cut, so there's nothing to really enforce. And in Mexico, there's always been corruption. You want to dump...
Mexico?
You know,
corruption?
Yes. Toxic.
Next, we're
going to
tell me there's corruption in the White House.
You know, where do I put the PCBs? What canal or ditch
right.
do I dump these chemicals in?
Right. Yeah.
And the other thing I would have liked to seen was a North American Privacy Act, as they have in the EU. The EU has outlawed the death penalty. The EU has given all of their people, the European Union, which NAFTA is supposed to compete with.
How radical, outlawing the,
right,
the death
the privacy,
penalty.
Yeah. The right to privacy. And also they've actually elected an EU parliament. That's what we need, elections that are democratic, that support the rights of North American workers.
Right, yep. All right, well, that's the new NAFTA. Also, the impeachment
like
proceedings.
The same old NAFTA, except
right.
for some
yes.
concessions to pharmaceutical. But really
Trump got to
happened.
Name it, so therefore it's
right.
not, you know, it's not the Democrats.
Yeah, the big victory would have been if we had a right to go to pharmacies in Mexico
right.
and in
I
Canada,
you.
Right? And you weren't getting arrested at the border like the elderly seniors that went up there from Cleveland and were stopped because they were buying cheap pharmaceuticals.
They might have just been trying
Canada.
To get out of Cleveland. So there's also the impeachment has been handed down, so we do begin this process, right?
Yeah, a simple nine-page, you know, two articles of impeachment. One, of course, has to do with the abuse of power, which is really specifically around the Ukraine situation. And the other is obstruction of Congress, because Trump was the only president in history that told his administration not to cooperate
absolutely
on any level.
Right.
So obstruction
right.
of
which
Congress.
Which is obstruction.
Yeah, they narrowed it because the moderates, the ones that picked up seats in the midterm election in 2018, were sort of afraid of a backlash against them.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to keep it very narrow.
Yeah, all right. Well, I guess by keeping it narrow, then it's not going to confuse the American public. But seemingly, that's what the Republicans want to do. They really just would love to muddy the waters by doing things like accusing the Ukrainians of getting involved in our past election and denying Russian involvement and having the Attorney General Barr, who should be disbarred, it seems, attacking his own watchdog concerning the investigation in 2016.
And also calling for the promotion of Judeo-Christian culture. So he's also panning to the far right.
Yeah, of course.
In the country.
Right, yeah. So more will be revealed. And in the meantime, there is a lot.
And the revelation is that Trump is the Antichrist.
Oh.
I think
here I thought it was Ronald Reagan.
Look at the comb over. If
right.
you look, you
there
can
horns?
See, no, you can see the mark of the beast.
Oh,
you look
okay.
through the orangeness.
Right. Right underneath there.
You can.
Yeah, right underneath the wig.
See the, looks like 666.
Ah, okay. Well, that's good to know. See, because I remember back in the 80s, it was supposed to be Reagan because he was Ronald Wilson Reagan. But that's
right.
some heavy stuff, man, I'm telling you.
I was in Detroit in the inner city in these mm-hmm. just completely looked out, bombed out areas where Reaganomics had destroyed the city. You would see.
Trickle down. Yeah.
Ronald Wilson Reagan, 666.
There you go. So also hearkening to the past, we've got a new sort of like the Pentagon Papers. These would be the Afghani papers, which indicate we were lying all along to the American public, and now we have the longest war in our history, and most expensive by a long shot.
Well, the last three presidents, Bush, Obama, and Trump, their administrations intentionally lied to the American people. Although, you know, it's a tribute to the American people that they have to be lied to all the time about these imperialist debacles, be it Vietnam or Afghanistan. The bad news is how easy it is to lie to the American people.
Yeah,
because
no kidding.
If you studied this, and we've talked about it on this show before, none of it was a revelation. In fact, it looks strikingly like the Pentagon Papers. And the big difference, that was four presidents: Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, and Nixon,
right,
that lied to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And another key difference in that case, the Pentagon Papers were stolen by the heroic Daniel Ellsberg,
right,
one of the civilian analysts who wrote the papers. He went into the Pentagon one day. He had worked for Bobby Kennedy, trying to get Bobby Kennedy elected, and he was really stunned when Kennedy was assassinated running as a peace candidate, because Bobby Kennedy had been a hawk, you know, when he served in the administration of John Kennedy.
Streaming to you from the Indie Media Studios of the Free Press Network here on YouTube, but also available online at WGRN.org. Plus, listen to us on Columbus, Ohio's two volunteer-run low-power FM radio stations, Fridays at 5:30 p.m. on WGRN 94.1 The Green Renaissance, and Mondays 5:30 p.m. on WCRS 92.7 and 98.3.
A very famous case, right? Nixon versus the New York Times. And
right,
the
Supreme Court ruled on that.
Yes, and the Supreme Court is to give credit, because they said, well, Ellsberg may be prosecuted for stealing top secret documents, is that we will not interfere with the First Amendment, because there's not, unless it leads to the imminent downfall of the U.S. government and presents a clear and present danger. All this does
it's
is show that
speech.
our elected representatives lied to
right.
the people.
Sure.
But I'm thinking if it went before the Supreme Court today, that same case, I think they might not see it as free speech.
They'd say it's okay to lie to the American public.
People.
Well, a lot of this has been going on for quite some time.
For a long time.
Right.
And we can go into the highlights. It was the Washington Post that did this through a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request. Mm-hmm. So they weren't stolen. They made a request.
The real Moya FOIA. They made a request.
And we can go through some of the highlights, and I know you're familiar with some of this, but the leaders.
And it was, a lot of us rather obvious, but now it's being made clear to what degree we've been lied to concerning Afghanistan.
Well, the Afghanistani war budget, which is different from the defense budget and the vets budget and the debt, you got to understand how this stuff gets counted. In order to reduce on paper or for propaganda purposes,
it won't hurt so bad,
cost
right.
of the war,
right.
we spend $1.5 trillion waging the war.
Right.
That was the war appropriations. So what did we get from that? The Taliban controls most of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's contested, is right. that there really isn't an Afghanistan. I mean, it's sort of Kabul,
right.
and even parts of that are being contested. So you have this large country that is pretty much under majority control by the Taliban after we spent
kind of like the U.S. in a way,
$1.5 trillion dollars.
The fundamentalists control quite a bit.
And the cost of one troop there, just to support one troop, because of logistics.
So troop is singular, right?
Yeah.
Always confused me. So, yes.
One soldier.
One troop, one soldier, yes. One trooper.
So one trooper or one soldier, it's $750,000 a year just for his logistics,
wow.
just to kind of arm and feed that yes. soldier.
Right, exactly.
And it's because of the, you know, geographic area and the lack of infrastructure.
Right.
Now, if we add in other costs, you recall that the war wasn't paid for, is that George W. Bush fought two simultaneous wars. Afghanistan since
Fight now,
2001,
pay later, right?
Yeah. Iraq since 2003. And he borrowed from Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ, is that who you don't want to raise taxes on unpopular wars. So we didn't appropriate.
You don't want to raise taxes anyway. Anyway. That's what they continue to run on, especially the Republicans.
We fought, you know, two wars under Bush, Obama, and Trump without taxing for the war. And the way Johnson got around it was...
As a matter of fact, they got the tax. We got a tax cut under
right,
Bush.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
then we went to war.
Yeah, he came in and cut all those taxes, particularly mm-hmm. the estate tax.
Right.
Made the rich very happy. Mm-hmm. So in that scenario, what Johnson did in Vietnam was similar. He refused to raise the taxes, but he combined the budget. He took the Social Security fund and combined it into the, quote, discretionary budget to hide.
Right, discretionary. Yeah, I love that. That's a great term.
To hide the deficits caused by the Vietnam
sure.
War.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another measure.
Incoming.
This is ongoing. And it's Trump claiming it was the other guys that lied.
Yes, of course. It's always the other guys that lie. So
you've now got...
Darn those other guys.
In the next 4 years, we will be paying, and this isn't in the war budget, this is under the debt in the discretionary budget, we will be paying $600 billion
oh, is that all?
Over the next 4 years
and that's just
to pay on the debt.
Interest, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Not the, it doesn't pay off the debt.
No.
It's paying the interest
on the debt.
On the debt.
That's the way a lot of people live these days.
Credit card, yeah.
Right, sure.
Right, no different than how many Americans live. You can't
exactly.
pay off the debt, but you're trying, you know, to pay off the interest.
Mm-hmm.
So, and who knows when the actual debt, which is, you know, larger than that, at least $1.5 trillion, from the war alone, you know, that when, if ever, that will be paid. So other interesting factors that the Afghanistan papers reveal is, and this isn't in the defense budget or the war budget for Afghanistan either, $1.4 trillion will come out of Health and Human Services, the largest item in the discretionary budget, which doesn't include Social Security and Medicare. The largest item is vets benefits. So we'll be paying $1.4 trillion to veterans that were harmed, suffered post-traumatic stress disorder, were injured, and as part of their service in general.
Yeah, we continue to help our heroes, always. So, yeah, I'm with you.
And usually it works this way. You get hurt in Afghanistan if you're a veteran, and then the government says, hey, that was really only 25% Afghanistan. Sure, there was a bomb that blew up nearby. And then you fight them for 25 years, and they slowly go up to the time you're about to retire. They decide you get a 100% disability that they've been fighting for 25 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But they do send them a letter thanking them for their service.
Okay.
Just not treating them for post-traumatic stress disorder.
Then where is the money going?
Physical injuries.
Right.
So you've got medical disability costs. You've got, you know, high rates of suicide in this war. It was
tragic.
A lot of the soldiers on the ground that, you know, were pointing out that it wasn't working.
Yeah.
You know, why are those companies like Kellogg Brown and Root building wells in areas where no people live?
Hmm.
And then
gee, I wonder why. Care to tell us?
because they're patriots and they're hoping someday God-fearing Afghanis who love America will live where no one lives right now. I hope you're not suggesting they're doing it to rip off the government.
I think they want to get Netflix.
And get unbid contracts.
Right. Indeed. And on it goes.
So, $1.4 trillion from now till 2059 will go to veterans' benefit, but it won't count as military or war spending. It'll count as social service.
Okay. Social
service. So, when you want to hide the cost of a nasty, brutal, idiotic, out-of-control empire, you got to put it in different parts of the pot.
You're not referring to the grand old USA, are you?
I'm talking to the world's greatest imperialist power.
You radical you, I tell you.
And again, the Chinese are imperialists, the Russians are imperialists, but their people know it. Their people know it's BS. In the U.S., you get half the population believing this garbage. Look at a map, people. Get a map. Okay, focus on the U.S. Focus on the U.S. That's an ocean. The other side's an ocean. To the north, friendly, Canada, the new NAFTA. To the south, Mexico, friendly. We're not being threatened. Most of this money is going to take jobs out of the United States. 30% to 40% of this defense budget is to allow corporations to go to China and deal with authoritarian Marxist-Leninists and make huge profits and take your job away. Look at the map. We can produce our own goods and services here.
Most Americans are geographically challenged, Bob. So, but, you know, there you go. There you go, trying to change America. So this information was there anyway, right? I mean, why is it
seemingly
a revelation?
Well, we can go through. There was a great documentary called Rethinking Afghanistan that, was done well over a decade ago that looked at all of these points, some of the ones I'll bring up right now. $87 billion to train the Afghan military and police forces. But the forces are dysfunctional, can't support themselves. Just like in Vietnam when we created the South Vietnam and South Vietnamese, but the South Vietnamese didn't want to fight. That was Nixon's solution,
right?
Vietnamization.
Yes.
So you got the same problem. You're creating these police forces and military forces that can't fight the Taliban.
And why do you see the Taliban as so bad? Does anything have to do with...
Well, they're the surrogates of our allies in Pakistan. The Taliban...
Well, why do we see them as bad? Sorry.
Well, because they're, opposed to U.S. intervention
right.
in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Well, and as everyone remembers, the Taliban were knocked out initially.
And the Taliban actually was positive in the sense that they had the poppy, they had the opium/heroin trade under control.
Right.
We've spent $10 billion on counter-narcotics. Afghanistan, this is our great success. We've turned Afghanistan into the big heroin pipeline for Europe and the United States because we've got a taste in this country. We have 4% of the world's population. We're consuming 43% of the world's illegal narcotics. So we took a country where the Taliban had the use of opium under control, and we turned it into the new heroin pipeline.
Right.
So we're number one in terms of, allowing heroin to flow out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, I guess that's one accomplishment. So, and in the meantime, China continues to flood our streets with fentanyl, too, which is even stronger than heroin. So.
Well, don't worry. It's not going to stop us from moving factories there.
No, of course not. There's lots of work to be done.
There's cheap labor to be exploited. But I thought the New York Times did. Here's a hectare of opium cultivation. Look, it's way down here.
Yes.
And then the U.S. comes in. Now it's way up here.
I see.
So the U.S., once again, as it was in Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
In the Golden Triangle in Vietnam, Now it's in the Golden Crescent, where the CIA and the U.S. military goes, heroin follows. Hi, I'm Bob Fetrakis. Free Press Network began fighting against the oligarchs in 1970 with the Columbus Free Press newspaper. Papers started on the Ohio State University campus as a reaction to the Vietnam War and the Kent State killings. Columbus Free Press is one of the oldest independent investigative activist papers in the United States. Now a video podcasting and multimedia studio provides the new media soapbox that the Central Ohio community needs. We need your help to keep muckraking journalism alive in the heartland. Help us fight against fraud, corruption, and injustice. You can keep the Free Press Network growing with a one-time donation or become a monthly patron. We have a variety of benefits set up for almost any level of support. Help us comfort the afflicted while we afflict the comfortable.
So, out of all of this, I mean, we can go back to the Pentagon Papers, where Ellsberg was the whistleblower, so to speak. Is there anyone individual in this current situation that could be credited with bringing these facts to light? Or no name that I've heard. Have you?
Well, the a lot of these estimates were based on Brown University's cost of war project.
Okay.
Which is a project. So Brown University should be given tremendous credit. Also, $24 billion in economic development, not part of the war budget. Most people in Afghanistan live in poverty.
Of course they
do. We could have hired the whole country.
Sure.
Full employment for $4 billion. But we didn't hire the locals. Then they would have been loyal to us. We could have won their hearts and minds by treating them fairly instead of ripping them off. And $30 billion went to reconstruction, infrastructure. Most of it lost in corruption. So that's the other side of the news, Danny Dugan.
That's just a little bit of the nutshell that is the United States and its war policies and its budgetary problems. But on the other side of the news, he's Dr. Bob Fetrakis. I'm Dan Dugan, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
And hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh!